Scott both called and said that they felt that,
Well, that's what you're doing on the right, that was, that's what they were doing. They got the votes.
Yes, sir.
Both houses.
Yes, sir.
Good, bring in diesel right away. And so, I think that's, I see no reason not to.
Can I deal with the weather alarm, guarantee your adjournment tonight for this?
Oh, hell yes.
And how about the 250 ceiling? Can we throw the 250 spending ceiling on?
Hell yes.
Just get whatever we can.
Take the spending ceiling, my buddy, somehow.
The threat is that they will, if there's no answer today on some action, that they'll go out and come in again Wednesday. Presumably to override. There is a question on whether they can get a quorum. They've only got 52 senators today, and they had 318 representatives yesterday. I explored around with some of the guys up there, and they felt they would try to dramatize this issue by sending out the sergeant-at-arms and planes and all that to bring them back. And old hill hands seemed to think that they could get them back eventually, that they wouldn't adjourn Wednesday. They'd go in recesses until they could get everybody back.
Because they pretty much cleared the docket of the junk.
Wednesday. And then tell everybody to come back on Wednesday. And what they'll probably do is hold up some other bills to be acted on Wednesday, such as H.R. 1, debt ceiling, and our continuing appropriations. We checked with Mahon this morning, and he's got a call from the speaker saying, don't move that on the floor right away.
I see.
Just this morning. So Mansfield apparently talked to the speaker. So I think they're prepared to try to come back on Wednesday for an override. I talked to Ford and asked him if he could get our guys to stay away. And he said he would try, but that he didn't think he'd be successful because they would send all these marshals around to pick them up. And that would be embarrassing to the members who were playing hooky. Mandatory spending and all the staff that can come in, and I just can't tell you what he's going to do on it.
So you have to, Muskie's letter has raised a new legal question.
Has it?
Oh, sure.
Not very significant one, but nevertheless, he says in the letter something different than he said on the floor. Does the letter become a part of the legislative history or not? Everybody's taxes.